Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, The Choices We Make.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands, and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priests could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions? Then he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.'" It seems that so often people spend energy and power over attitudes, telling others what they are doing wrong. It takes the joy out of living. It puts some up and some down. And what does it really accomplish, after all? For a while, and maybe still today, there were bracelets people were wearing that had WWJD on them. That is, what would Jesus do? This gospel is the answer. When the disciples were hungry, they chose the available grain. They weren't hurting anyone. They were having a much-needed snack. The Pharisees, who in their own minds were definitely making the right choice, reprimanded Jesus and his disciples for disobeying the rule of the Sabbath. I'll bet it was an uncomfortable moment. I think we can take a lesson from this short gospel passage. The next time we are tempted to go na-na-na-na-na at someone, how about pausing and considering the person, the special human being made by God, who without hurting anyone is making the best choice he or she can make in that particular moment for that particular situation. Seems to me the judging person would end up being more at peace for having shown respect for a person, maybe even making that person's day.